What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We are hanging out Shanty Creek the next couple days. Gov and Greg behind the glass. We've got Evan Jenkins on site working through some stuff right now. We got Luke Sloan on the updates.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Home. We're here early. Evan's here early. I know it's he's got the baby at home, so he's got to be used to being up a little bit
he's
early.
He's probably looking to get away for a couple days.
Yeah, full night of sleep.
He's
all
pumped
the way through. Yeah, but it's it was a beautiful night. A little cloudy today. I don't know what it is downstate. I know that they're supposed to be getting – I know they got some heavy rains last night. Mm-hmm. Baseball was canceled. A lot of things were canceled last night. A lot of flooding down in southeast Michigan. But wouldn't know that because we had a beautiful evening up here, and it's going to be a pretty crazy day. But
it's going to be a fun day.
It is going to be a lot of fun.
Two Grand Slam, AJ Hinch, Dear John, all of that.
Well, that's fun. I was thinking about the wine tour later.
Oh, but yeah, well, that too. Yeah. Heather, our folks on the show, yeah, we just started here.
Wine tour, a little golf for those of us that are golfing today. So
you're
yeah.
not going on the wine tour, John?
No.
Well, you know me. I love to wine, so that's where I'll be.
I figured as much, and I'm curious – how many dudes?
You think I might be the only guy on the wine tour?
He's not.
Oh, he's not.
I did look at the list.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because so all of the stations are here this morning. We're lined up. It's tight quarters.
Sardined in.
And I know Joanne Purton, her husband is going on the wine tour.
Well, because he just had Tommy John surgery.
Yes, he did.
So we can't golf. So it's forced to golf. Wine. Yes.
Him and Jackson Job in the same spot. Yes. No golf for Jackson.
Yes. It sounds like his recovery is going to be 12 to 18 months.
Yes. Yeah. I do have an update on the rat, not mouse, situation. We'll get to it at 6:18. I want to address something Heather texted us this morning.
Mm.
And this is an innocent request, but I have to ask a question.
Okay.
Are you hungover?
Not at all.
Not.
I didn't drink it all last night.
Really?
I didn't have a sip of
alcohol. It was
a little
cocktail hour.
Oh, really? You didn't have anything?
No.
I had water all night.
Wow. That wasn't vodka?
Well, I don't know. Responsible. I mean, there's no kids here. There's
I know, but it's the alarm clock that goes off at 4:30 that it's like,
But when she's asking about Advil this morning, I'm going, well, maybe she had a little too much.
I kind of feel hungover, though. I woke up with this killer headache. My back hurt. Like, it just I think it's the way I slept.
Mattresses
maybe?
Weren't great.
No.
So I get that. And it's I have to apologize publicly to Heather because I sent a text this morning thinking, because I'd been up for a while, I was going to run over to, since we're here at Shanty Creek, Mansalona, right over on 131. Gas station was open over there. I needed some coffee. I thought, you know what? I'll just send a text and say, hey, good morning, everyone. Would you like me to pick you something up?
A apparently, really nice text, you would think.
Yes.
But
apparently I woke her up. I can't believe a text woke you up, though.
Well, it goes through my watch. So the watch vibrates. And I was like, who is this? And I look over one eye, like prying it open.
John Jansen.
Before my alarm clock.
Uh-huh.
How dare he?
Were you able to go back to sleep? Or
oh, no. But no. I laid there quietly.
Made the most of it.
Uh-huh. I pretended to sleep. I had a weird dream. You were in it.
So oh, I made the list.
But this wasn't this. We were in a plane crash.
Oh,
what? Well,
you're trying to kill me in your dream.
Tom was the pilot. So
it wasn't a Sully situation. He couldn't get you in the Hudson.
We didn't die. So
So we did a good job.
We crashed into the water, and the plane filled with water, and we had to break a window and swim out.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what that means.
Tom, do you think you could land a plane in an emergency situation?
No.
No. Not even
I have
in the
zero
water.
Experience.
Hey, just, I mean, pull up. That's it, right? I mean, keep the nose
sure,
up.
It's as easy
careful.
As that.
Yeah, keep the nose up. Land on the belly.
Heather, did you think the text was maybe from Jim that time of night?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Speaking
morning.
Of that time
that
of night.
Time of night that time of morning, no.
That time of night applies to John. What time were you up?
I got up around 2:30.
What? Why?
Well,
why would you do that?
Because this, so a little insight into, this is the environment that I would love to live in. And when I lived up here, it's absolutely where I was. And so I try to take advantage of every minute while I'm here. So at 2:30, I wake up and I'm like, you know what? We got this beautiful surrounding. Yes, it's dark, and it had started to sprinkle a little bit, but I'm going to go for a walk. There is something very peaceful, and I know Jimmy will understand this, when you are – it's pitch black because there's no moonlight, it's cloud cover, and you are just walking through the woods, and I'm on the road, but it's lined by pines, and whether it's the smell, it's just – it's absolutely silent, and you can hear everything because you can't see anything.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful, and it's like when I go on to fishing, there's a lot to, because I don't get a chance to do it a lot, I will literally fish for 24 or 48 hours in a row because I want to, I feel like I want to maximize the opportunity that I have, because as soon as tomorrow's show is over, I'm back and I'm picking up Ellie to go to softball, and Jack's got baseball, and
John sleeps good though.
It's quiet there, dark, peaceful.
Where?
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Yes, I know, but I'm missing out. I have FOMO. I totally think I'm going to miss out, and I just want to take advantage of being able to be up here. It's a beautiful surrounding. It's even more beautiful in the daylight, but I just don't want to miss a moment.
Yeah, we got Lake Bel Air over our shoulder over there. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.